in the
24.
24 Hollywood superstar. She's in this studio next.
She's yep, engaged.
Coming in.
Oh, no,
yay.
Bon. 24, Live Another Day. What a brilliant series of 24 it was. And you know why it was brilliant, Katie?
I do know why.
Because it was Aussie-fied.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yvonne Stravosky. Have
who's
I said that right?
Who's now international.
Almost,
it's
yes.
It's okay. It's complicated.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's not that complicated, is it? I should learn to speak. I'm on the radio. He did a great job in that series and is right now back. You live in LA, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yes, but you're back promoting the series. Yes,
I am, yes, because we are about to have our DVD release on October 1st where we've got lots of special features, never-seen-before interviews and things
really?
Like that.
And you, this was your first series? Of this show?
Yes. They were on air for 8 years and then off the air for 4.
You revitalised it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think so. No, well, it's been it's become a classic,
yes.
A modern classic, but I think you gave a little bump.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. Thanks.
It's great to have you back in Australia. You live in LA, don't you?
Yeah. I'm actually in Malibu at the moment. I've just taken
in Malibu.
To beach life.
Malibu.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So in Malibu, because in Malibu, really, you can't get away from each other, can you? Because you're all on the beach. So you open out onto the beach?
No. I'm not one of those.
Oh,
no,
you're not one of those.
You have to have about $50 million to live on
them. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm thinking of an Olivia Newton-John's film clip.
Oh,
from, you know, right. You're out on the beach. Or a Jennifer Aniston thing.
Yeah.
She's always with her dogs.
I know. Maybe one day if I've got $50 million.
So are you on a non-beach side?
No, I see the beach. I'm just elevated. I'm in the canyons and I see the ocean. But,
yeah, right.
Can you jog down there?
Yeah, I could jog down there.
Have you ever jogged down there?
No. I'm usually, because I've just started surfing a year
ago. What the hell?
So I've usually got my board and my wetsuit in the car and I drive down and try to find a park.
Okay, well,
so
here's the other thing. If you're from LA, you cannot finish this interview with us without talking about how you hike the canyons.
Oh, yes, I know. I thought it was very strange too when I first moved there that everyone called it hiking.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, it's just a bloody walk.
Yeah.
But now I'm one of those people that says I'm going on a hike. Well, because it's so, I think it's just because of the environment that you're in. You're in a canyon. It's very rocky.
It's desert, isn't it? You become aware of how deserty it is.
Yeah, and it's steep. So it does feel like it warrants the use of the word hike.
Do you see coyotes? Is there coyotes around?
Yeah, there's coyotes and rattlesnakes.
That's wild. And do you run into George Clooney?
He's in Como. Or hanging around the UN.
Have you surfed with someone famous or just someone's near you? Name drop. Just, I've asked you to do it. You haven't asked. You haven't done this on your own, but it's me just saying. Is there anyone else been out
Who
there?
Have you dropped in on?
No, hopefully no one. I mean, I've done that once or twice. It's terrible.
I think they'd be okay with it. Most of them would be okay. I don't think anyone's going to punch you in the face because you dropped in on
I don't know. You'd be surprised. I've heard some people get angry. Yeah. I've had a dude go a bit angry.
Really?
At me. Yeah.
And
what
do you say? Do you say I'm a learner or?
I say I'm really sorry. I mean, because I am a learner and I think I can cut you a bit of slack when you're a learner. I do understand that's very, you know,
competitive to get on a wave.
Etiquette. You can't cut in front of someone, but sometimes I've accidentally not seen because I'm trying so hard to get the wave and then I, you know, oops. But I mean well. My heart's in the right place.
Yeah, but they can't tell that when you're in your wetsuit.
Yeah, no.
Or in your bikini.
No, wetsuit.
Come on,
wetsuit.
If you don't want them to get angry, start wearing a bikini.
True.
Demi Moore style in one of those movies, yeah? What was that movie? She was surfing in a bikini.
The Charlie's Angels one.
Remember that?
Was
yeah.
The Charlie's Angels
I think it was.
Reboot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's full throttle, I believe.
Anyway, you're poised. You're poised, aren't you?
Poised.
You know where you come to a point in your life where you're about to launch? You sort of have that feeling like you're about to go to another level.
I feel like she's already launched. I think she's already there.
Yeah, but there's within the levels, there's other levels. It's like Mario Brothers. You know?
Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
I used to have the Sony PlayStation.
Oh, it's everywhere
with
now.
With the Sonic the Hedgehog. That
re-release.
Was my game. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You're going to live in LA forever, do you think? You're going to be there forever?
I don't know. You know, I miss Australia. I miss the bush. I used to hike a lot and camp a lot. Well, real hiking in Australia. So I do miss it. And I come here, and although LA has now started to feel like home, I do come here and it just feels
Where's your heart? What's your situation there?
I don't know. I think it's in Malibu at the moment because I really have bonded with
Malibu. Yeah, yeah.
Were you trying to ask her if she was single? Is that you trying to ask if you're spoken for?
Oh, geez.
Are you spoken for?
Am I spoken for?
Well, I've never put it like that.
That's very old fashioned.
You sound like you're about to propose.
I do.
Oh, she. What
no,
does that
I'm
mean?
Not, I'm not spoken for.
We're getting married.
Yeah. Play the wedding march, Aaron.
Can you hang there? We'll come back. We need to talk more about her career, Katie.
We shall.
Yes. Brilliant career. Glittering career.
Our lovely guest.
Oh, there. Using Gate Nova.
Brisbane traffic. Nova 106.9.
Turn down for what? International superstar Little John hits Eaton's Hill Hotel, Saturday, October 18.
And Kate.
12 minutes to 8 on Nova with Yuzi and Kate. We're hanging out with Yvonne Strahovski. Did I get that right, Dan? Is that
why do you keep going? Why do you keep doing that?
It adds a nice touch.
It does.
I'm trying to say it right, you know?
He's trying to make you sound really ethnic and
well,
interesting.
Well, you know, it's actually for real pronounced Strahovski.
Wow.
Because it's a Polish last name, and I spell it phonetically now to make it a little easier for people to pronounce.
Yes.
In the olden days, you couldn't have gone into showbiz with that surname, could you?
I mean, well, Schwarzenegger did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had other angles going. I mean, he was...
Yeah, he had big
muscles. Did anyone ever say to you,
great
hey, honey,
ability.
You know, why don't you change your surname?
But yes, of course.
Right.
Oh my God, it was suggested to me that I change my name to Yvonne Striker with a Y.
Oh, really?
And that sounded a bit too much like a porn name for me.
Yeah,
so
right.
I thought, no, I'll stick with mine, just spell it better.
Yeah, right.
You know, for people to be able to pronounce it.
What's Kiefer Sutherland like? Is he a good guy?
He's a good dude. He was really good to work with, very, very driven. And what I really liked about working with him was that not only as an actor did he put his all into the character, and, you know, he is Jack Bauer. But
yeah.
As an executive producer of the show, he really tried to, you know, come at it from that angle as well and really make it the best show he possibly could, you know, with the writers. It was very collaborative.
Yeah.
He collaborated with them. The director as well, John Cassar, who's been with that show for a really long time. I mean, all across the board, it was really amazing to work
did
on a show like
ever,
that.
You know, when you come into like a cast like that and you would have known Kiefer Sutherland your whole life. You
this
know
is 24
I mean?
Live
as
another day
force.
We're talking about.
Yeah, it is.
David
did you ever
soon.
Want to say to him, did you ever get close enough to him to say, now listen, what happened with you and Julia Roberts?
No.
Did you ever?
No.
Like, does it ever come into your mind and you just go, oh, look, I won't.
When were they together? A long time
well,
ago.
Well, they were engaged.
Were they?
Yeah. She was the runaway bride.
Was she?
Yeah.
No, I don't ever really go into that sort of stuff because it's, I mean, it makes it awkward. But he's a really great dude. I mean, we hung out and...
What's his situation?
He's very charming. Is he... Do you want to marry Kiefer Sutherland?
You've already
well,
got betrothed to one star of
we
the
can
series.
We can be polyamorous.
Wow.
Oh,
sounds
yes.
cool.
Did you big ever love, see that big show? Love.
Yeah.
Big love?
Well, no, there was a show, a reality show
right.
in the States about polyamorous people who had those relationships.
Sure.
You sound like you found that very interesting.
I did. I watched it twice, actually. No.
You've gone Hollywood. You've gone real Hollywood. Well, thanks for coming in. It's been a pleasure. What's next? Can we say what's next for you?
I'll be shooting a movie called Manhattan Nocturne towards the end of the year with Adrian Brody. And
wow, that's cool.
So that's happening.
Really?
And then something I wish I could talk about, but I can't.
Something
just,
big.
Something else.
Really
I mean,
big?
I mean,
so I'll just
big.
Tease it. I'll
yeah,
just
tease it.
So you're opposite Adrian, who's won an Academy Award for Best Actor, hasn't he?
Yes.
You opposite him?
Which Adrian
yes,
doesn't yes. try wow. to kiss you. He's going to try to kiss you.
Well, I'm
you
sure that's probably...
I think the role requires it.
Really?
Yeah, he's not just going to do that offset. I mean...
Although no, they, you know, sometimes they try and have a crack. No.
Yes, they would all the time. Is there still a casting couch?
It's called method acting, isn't it?
There's sick. Still a casting couch. There sort of is, isn't there?
Oh, look, you'd
a lot
be
of producers
surprised.
Would be happy if.
We'd love
know.
To be surprised. Who's had a crack? Who's had a crack over you?
Well, you have for starters.
Yeah, Pete Halley. Did Pete Halley have a crack on?
Oh, yeah, when he was directing.
Did he have a crack?
You.
Did Halley have a crack?
Which is how so many people came to know you from I Love You Too.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was great working with Pete.
Yeah, great.
No, he didn't have
a crack. He didn't have a crack?
No.
No, but he's very happily married, my say. So. His wife's beautiful. No, no.
You can have him try and crack of his wife.
Well, I wouldn't, because I'm happily married as well. We're all happily
They're
married.
All happily married.
Thank you. It's Yuzi and Kate on Nova.